USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Prosecutor Nathan Wade is resigning from the Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. In a written statement, Wade saying he's doing it in the best interest of democracy and to move the case forward as quickly as possible. The move coming in reaction to a judge saying that Fani Willis could remain on the case if Wade was removed. 10 Americans were rescued in Haiti in an operation led by Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills after the United States sent military troops to evacuate non-essential personnel from the U.S. Embassy last week. Congressman Mills details what happened during the rescue on Fox Business.
We had put our team together, went into a neighboring country, conducted our con office, our concept of operations, made contact, total time in, total time out. It was about 40 minutes, give or take.
16 current and former female athletes are suing the NCAA over their policy, which allows men to compete in women's sports. Swimmer Riley Gaines is among those in the lawsuit.
The NCAA, their most basic job is to protect the fairness and safety of competition in collegiate sport. But instead, what myself and countless other female athletes have seen is that the NCAA is discriminating and continues to discriminate against women on the basis of her sex.
The women accuse the organization of violating their Title IX rights by allowing men to compete in women's sports. In a statement, the NCAA says it will continue to promote Title IX, make unprecedented investments in women's sports, and ensure fair competition in all NCAA championships. Cleanup continues after tornadoes struck Indiana and Ohio. Officials saying at least three people died in the tornado in Ohio and others were hurt in a separate tornado in Indiana. Heavy damage was reported in different areas of Ohio after five tornadoes were confirmed in the state. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Reaction is continuing to come in as Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, made a series of demands for Israel during a speech on the Senate floor Thursday. And one of those included calling for new elections in the Jewish state. Danny Dannon is a member of the Israeli Knesset. He weighs in on Fox News.
We were shocked, and I say we because it was from left to right. People were shocked to hear those words of Senator Schumer, because one of the core issues that we have in common with the U.S. is democracy, the value of democracy.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is attending the United Nations Commission on Narcotic Drugs to stress that ending drug addiction is a global effort. Blinken addressing the organization in Vienna.
Fulfilling the mission of this institution is critical to the security, to the prosperity, to the health of the American people, just as it is to people of all of our nations.
The 2024 election is expected to be a rematch between former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott on Fox News predicts it will be another 4 years for the former president.
We are going to win because we have the right candidate with a record all right on every single issue that matters to Americans.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, city leaders in Denver, Colorado, and New York City are now asking private citizens to host illegal immigrants in their homes. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.